Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atmosphere is just right now that Jimmy Carter, we can hear, has checked in. Brought to you by Swertner Farm and Ranch's Crestview RV and Precision Camera and Video. Happy Fun Friday, Jim.
Happy Fun Friday. We'll get there. The world is relatively calm today. I think the stock market was trending up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Oil was down around 58 today. I was looking.
Whoa, oil? Oil.
Oil.
Under 60.
Oil, boiling the oil at 58 something.
You know, where it gets cheap, we got to get into the 40s. I mean, really
cheap.
Well,
boy.
You know, the president.
They'll be tearing down the derricks there.
Our president was bragging day before yesterday that there are three states.
Yeah, that have $1.80 gas.
$1.80, $1.90? I went, how could that not be Texas? Wow, that'd be great.
You got any $1.80 gas around there?
No, to my knowledge, no.
Cheapest I've seen is $2.40.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're running the 240s largely here. Not everybody.
That's low.
Yeah,
that's low. I mean, that's, you got to pay cash and not credit card. It's usually the raceway stations or something that have that type of gas.
Sam's, so, anyway. Costco, whatever.
We had Trump in Tuscaloosa last night.
Boy, it was funny.
And if you watched it,
it was
most interesting. The first of it was the usual. First, probably 15 minutes was spinning around and thanking the governor for being known. Just it wasn't terribly compelling.
He was on the teleprompter then.
Yeah, but once he went in, and then his other part was on the prompter, but not, you know, every bit of it. When he started doing personal experience, he did the 10 things you graduates need to have and do about thinking big, work hard, you know, and all that stuff like that, and gave a lot of examples. And he was like a teacher, and it was really very good. I was proud of him being able to do it that way.
It was. He even said, how do you like what I'm saying? Because this stuff's not on the teleprompter. I've been off the teleprompter a long time now. And then, of course, he did what he usually does. Unlike your last president, Biden, he couldn't even read off the teleprompter.
He fell on his way up to the pulpit.
And, you know, I didn't tune in time to catch this. I was shocked, actually. Surprised, maybe better way to say it. They said that Nick Saban introduced him. Saban would risk that politically.
I don't know what that was about. I don't know.
Wow.
People were trying to figure out what that was about. I'm sure the school or someone asked him to do it.
So, yeah, we're still paying you a lot of money. You ain't doing nothing. Yeah, do this.
You know, he was off duty, so I guess, I mean, the school president is leaving like next week or in a minute. And Bell might have asked him to do it.
So what did he? And, how did he handle it?
Who, Saban?
Yeah.
Well, he gave a little commencement-like address
himself,
too. You know, about for the students, and you know about working hard, and, you know, and never quit, and all that stuff too. He did that too. He did a good little, you know, as a coach could do on firing them up like that. He said he felt like, he said, I'm standing here tonight, I feel like the opening act for the Rolling Stones.
Wow. How about that?
He said, nobody wants to see me. and it was funny. But I mean, he was good. He knows how to motivate. He's got a good motivational speech to.
Man, I was surprised. These are students, even if it is Alabama, right?
It was students got a ticket and they could bring guests, you know, a couple of guests.
There was no booing. And then when he went really political, I went, "Ooh, I wouldn't have gone there. That's risky." The kids were loving it. And I was like, wow.
Well, during the trans stuff, I could see them being uncomfortable a little bit.
And they weren't.
He took that a little too far.
Yeah, he did. I think
he took that. But that's how he, you know, he could have just said it. And you know, I'm gonna protect women in sports, and maybe one other thing. But he had to get down and show the example of the weightlifter and some of the other stuff. And that was probably the low point of the speech. But he knew he was so good at motivating. Talked about one guy he knew, and he had a trophy wife, and he said, "I shouldn't have said that, but I shouldn't say a lot of things." And he was talking out of school on some of the stuff, and it was interesting. It kept my attention, and I was ready to tune it out.
Again, for those,
I stayed the whole thing.
Same here. For those who didn't see it, I stuck to the end, but I didn't come in until probably halfway. But at the end,
it was an hour.
It was an hour. That doesn't surprise us, does it? At the end, Jimmy, I want to tell everybody what they said. I know you heard it. He said, and it doesn't sound like he was on the teleprompter. He says, "This is a great university." I'm paraphrasing. "This is a great university." And the place it's, and this is not exactly what he said. The university that's really making a difference, it's not Harvard, it's Alabama. Roll Tide, and woo.
Oh, and he said, it's not going to, you future leaders, it's not going to be people from the Harvard Crimson.
Yeah.
It's going to be from the Crimson Tide.
That, even better. Yeah, but that's exactly right. And that, boy, that was, and he goes, "I thought that up myself."
And then at the end of it, they played the Alabama Fight song. And I just felt like I'd been at a pep rally. I mean, it was,
I bet you liked it.
Very Alabama-y. Very, you know, it was, made you feel good about the state and the school and everything. It was good.
Roll Tide.
Good for you. Yeah, I felt it for a change, too, with the Alabama.
It was weird. And he would deep into the thing about the SEC. I don't know. He's one of the greatest. You got to see this. I don't care, you folks that hate him. You got to say,
he's an entertainer.
In your lifetime, he and Ronald Reagan are the two best politicians we've ever had. And as far as somebody who can bring a crowd or, you know, get people going, he even beats Reagan at that. Reagan was, you know, he was more of a soft sell. Even when he was, well, you know, but Trump, he's got a way of just, I don't know, he's in a backyard barbecue.
No president has ever talked like this. I mean, it's transformative.
Oh, Lord.
But, okay, one more, and I know we're over-reviewing it.
You are Trump gushing, Bob.
And I know, but he just did a really good job in that environment, which was surprising, frankly, to me.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what was so magnetic about it, I guess. But he said something about how great Alabama was, University of, he said, "'Cause you're like me, and it's God bless the SEC and God bless the USA."
So he had all those kids ready to go out and fight, and they got to go back in that place today and get their actual diplomas, because last night was just a commencement speech, so it's a two-night, really? Two-day deal.
Jeez.
All right, real quick, vodka lemonade. It is the thing that's hot. A six-pack of canned vodka lemonade is what you're supposed to bring to a party if you're going anywhere. Anheuser-Busch and the Boston Beer Company have jumped on the trend of vodka spiked teas and lemonade.
What's the alcohol content in it, do you know?
Doesn't say.
With your beers or malts, you know, or ranch waters, it's 4.5-5%. If it's vodka, I'm thinking it's going to be 14-20%.
It's got to be, it's got to be something hot, you would think.
Back when I was drinking Deep Eddy lemonade, woo, that's my
vodka lemonade.
Love it.
Really dangerous for me.
Oh,
I would be
big time
stepping in the toilet again. I can't do that. Mike Waltz, that's been a very interesting story this week. The fact that I think Trump was mad at him and would have fired him that weekend, but he just couldn't do it because it would have made, you know, it'd been the first dark black, really back mark on the administration officially, and the media was all clamoring for it, so he wasn't going to do it. But I think that guy was toast after that. And so he just found now at the 100-day mark, okay, now's a good time.
You see the stories that came out this week from, like, the New York Post and all about, you know, staff members that wouldn't be named, but high-ranking staff members allegedly saying he's nothing but a bumbling idiot. And for the New York Post to go with that, I thought there might be.
Who, Mike Waltz is a bumbling idiot?
Yeah, not the governor of Minnesota that ran for vice president.
Right.
This is the, he was the.
He's soon to be the UN ambassador.
Yeah.
And who Trump couldn't care less about.
Which they call a promotion.
Well, you know, that's a great job. You get the world's greatest condominium apartment near the UN. You know, the view is just, you know, Trump-like view of the place. You get to live like a king, you know, partying people and, you know, that type of stuff. It's supposed to be a really sweet job. They say also that Pete could have probably gotten the bump a few times, too, but he's being saved by Don Jr., who's really tight with him, and Tucker Carlson, and one other one that's kind of a Trump-like advisor.
You know, it's hard to like Pete Hegseth because he's a soldier, but, gosh, he is rough around the edges.
Well, they say that, you know, if people that watch the Pentagon, first of all, the Pentagon's a snake pit. My brother ran into it when he was put in charge of a Doge-like thing.
Really?
In Petersburg, with his last job in the Army.
That'd be like being with IA at the police department, internal affairs.
Yeah, that's really, when you're trying to make efficiencies or do something with the military, there are 80 contractors and others that want your head, and particularly at the Defense Department place that acquires everything from toilet stools to bullets down there in Petersburg, Virginia. You know there's so much corruption there and people that are in on contracts and stuff. You know, there's just, but Pete has run into the bureaucracy at the Pentagon, and they say it's tough. You know, he's lost already one of his top aides. So, I mean, he's in a dangerous place over there at the Pentagon, so we'll see how that's going to work out for him. McDonald's reported a 3.6% drop in same-store sales, steepest decline since the COVID lockdowns of 2020. And when that's happening, that means something's happening. Lower- and middle-income customers are pulling back. I've seen it in a few restaurants lately, a little bit.
They've announced
it's not quite as crowded at lunch.
Sort of a, I won't say massive remake of their menu, but the biggest changes, permanent changes, on their menu in their history, really, not aggregate, but at one time, have already started happening. You know, they're adding chicken strips, not chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, real chicken strips. That's a biggie.
Put a better toy in the Happy Meal.
Yeah, put a better toy. We're not getting a good toy.
It's impossible. The better toys you choke on, and they can't do that.
No, put a better toy in the Happy Meal, they'll start coming back.
McDonald's isn't alone in going backwards. Mm-hmm. KFC, Pizza Hut, Domino's all saw U.S. sales decline in the last quarter. Americans even pulled back on burrito bowl spending at Chipotle. So there's definitely some, you know, I mean, lunches now are $25 when they used to be $19 with tip. And it's definitely affect. Chef Boyardee is sold. They're going to get away from what they were doing and get more into Slim Jim meat sticks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with page two, here's Jimmy Carter.
All right, this is a busy, busy weekend in sports. A lot of Texas stuff going on. The NASCAR people are in Fort Worth at the Worth 400. And then you've got, McKinney, Texas at the Craig Ranch is the Byron Nelson. That's one of the classic golf tournaments that's been around. The Indy cars are at a road course in Birmingham, Alabama, the Barber race course. And if you are a motorcycle person, if you ever get a chance to come through Birmingham, stop and go to the Barber Racing Museum. It's one of the biggest motorcycle museums in the country, if not the world. It is a great place. The F1 crowd, they're in Miami. And you know, the beautiful people show up down there too, because it's a combination of like fashion show and celebrity thing and everything else. And the Blue Angels are playing in Fort Lauderdale. If you take the jet down to F1, you folks, wait out the Blue Angels there in Fort Lauderdale Saturday and Sunday.
Now, by the way, and I don't totally know what I'm talking about, but I do know this for a fact. When we landed F1 here in America in Austin, that's why they built Circuit of the Americas, COTA. It was to be the only one in the United States, but as time went on, then they expanded to Miami, and I think they also now do it in Las Vegas, don't they?
So yeah,
I think
they do. Now. That's where you're going to see a lot of this F1 movie that's coming out this summer,
really?
With Brad Pitt. Yeah, they shot a lot of it in Las Vegas in the middle of the night, actually. Because, when you shoot in Vegas, you got such pretty pictures, of the sphere and everything else in the background.
There's a lot of
visuals. The movies, Thunderbolts, getting good reviews, 90% ratings, da-da-da-da-da-da. So I don't know. It's one of those Marvel movies. Looks like the Avengers. Steve Ducey, he's going to still be on, but only three times a week, and he's moving to Florida, just like Sean Hannity has done, but he's going to anchor the show from Florida. They got half their people down in Florida. What's the guy's name? Brett Hume is in Florida. And they're all doing cut-ins, but they've all had enough of New York, New Jersey at some point, so they're all down there. And Kentucky Derby, Saturday afternoon, and NBC makes that into a five-hour event of fashion, food, and racing. And I'll be watching. I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm making this up as I go along, so I'm not sure where I'll be, but I will probably watch it. I love the Derby.
On XM Sirius. Sometimes that happens for me. But race time of the real race, the
like 38 or 40 or something.
5:57. And it usually goes off pretty much on time. So.
Yeah, so they filibuster from 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock forward. So anyway, is journalism and sovereign. Journalism, sovereign, sand, something are the three favorites if you can bet.
Not a favorite to win, but a real story is the Toby Keith horse. You know about that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Rendered Judgment, 30-1. Yeah.
It's down to 12-1 now. A lot of people betting it. Well, it'd be a great story.
A lot of people betting it just to be betting it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that greatest 2 minutes in sports. That was one of the great times in my life going up there and watching the race with President Carter. That was pretty cool. It was by accident. I got kind of trapped in where he came.
Jimmy Carter squared, huh?
He was up there watching, and he wanted to bet, but he couldn't bet, so he sent Chip to bet. Probably had to go to church for a week after that, but he had a good time.
I was going to say, he was very strict. Remember the most avant-garde statement he ever made as president was in an interview with Playboy, where they wanted to...
He lusted his heart.
I've never sinned... I've never broken that one commandment, but I have lusted in my heart. That became as famous as Bill Clinton's
horse.
I didn't inhale.
Yeah, give me the number three horse for 10.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. All right, have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, which will come all too soon, but it'll be here. Thanks to Schwertner Ranch and Farms. Farms and Ranch, Crestview RV, and Precision Camera and Video. It's a fun Friday and lots to squeeze in. Thanks for spending your Friday with us. Remember, The risk of level 3 severe storms in the entire Austin area today. It's later this afternoon and tonight before a completely clear and cooler weekend. But today, despite how nice it looks this morning, probably going to be a bugger. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.